Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's you.
Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. God bless everyone here in Bible study. Welcome to Bible study. Good to see everybody here in Bible study this Wednesday, May the 26th, 2021. I'm just so excited. Just to, you know, just be in a place of gratefulness. Just thanking God for all that God is doing even right now. And just trusting God for what's to come. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome you all to Bible study. As we're still studying spiritual warfare and deliverance, was still in our lessons and breaking it down to have an understanding about spiritual warfare. Last week, you all, we had an opportunity to talk about binding and loosing. So if you were here with us last week, you had an opportunity to join us in understanding binding and loosing and other things that we discussed regarding to spiritual warfare and deliverance. But first of all, I just want to say welcome to everyone. Welcome, Evangelist Kimberly Welford and Sister Dylan. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Good to hear y'all, boys. Good to hear Evangelist Kimberly Welford's voice. Amen. We got so used to hearing you on the shout and at midnight. We were like, golly, something is missing. Evangelist Kimberly Welford, welcome. You know, it's probably something they make something. They say, wait a minute, it's missing a little something. It's almost taste-like, but it's missing a little something. So welcome. Yes, I was good to hear your smiling voice. I tell you, that's a smiling voice.
Oh,
right,
thank you, Sweetie Pie. Thank you so much.
Amen. Love, so we're just giving everybody else the opportunity to get on today. We just got out to shouting. And then some people, they get after the shout, they think used to go out and do something else. So I just remind them, hey, we in Bible study. Don't miss it, because we get an opportunity during this time to ask questions or make comments regarding the subject at hand. So you may ask someone, say something that may, you know, spark up another conversation and bring clarity to someone else that's on the line and for me to look into as well. So I love to have a Bible study. We're here together live because we're able to, you know, go, we're able to ask questions and comment and help each other along the way. So, amen. So let us pray before we enter in. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And we thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that you've allowed us to come, Father God, to receive in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ, revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight. Amen. Because we decree and declare that we will not perish of the lack of knowledge. So, Father God, you may give us the knowledge, amen, and the wisdom to apply it. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit. We come against every spirit of fear, or worry, or oppression, depression, anxiety. We come against every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, every rebellious spirit. We come against every spirit of craftiness. We come against every spirit of jealousy. We come against every spirit that's operating on this line in our homes, in us, outside the Holy Spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We especially come against the spirit of distraction, amen, frustration, limitation, stagnation, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to never return. And we decree and declare victory right now over our lives, even over this Bible study that we would take what we learn here, and that it would take root, and that's why we ask it to take root and manifest in our mind, body, soul, and spirit so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let the scriptural God and the teaching on tonight be engrafted on our hearts and mind, Lord, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone. If you're just now getting on, welcome. We thank God for you, for taking the time out to be here in Bible study with us and to touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ. We're tackling spiritual warfare and deliverance. If you're with us on last Wednesday, and I'm going to slow down because I don't want to get overly excited. So I'll pause a little bit more than I normally do in case anyone has any questions or comments as we go through the lesson. So last week we were talking about, and before we close out last week, we were talking about binding. So remember, binding and loosing is always done in the spirit. So when you're in tune with the Spirit of God, you can bind and loose according to the will of the Lord. So remember, too, that the power of life and death are in the tongue, and we have all power over the power power of the enemy through the blood of Jesus. Amen. When we go to the book of Psalms 149, is the scripture we went through last week, 8 through 9, you all, we are to bind the enemy with the judgments that are already written in the word and not with the space-style revelations that we may have or come up with ourselves. We can always stand justified when we stick to speaking the word. Amen. Therefore, standing on Matthew 18:18, you all remember Matthew 18:18 says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." So we can safely say that what has already been bound in heaven, we can bind on earth, and what has already been loosed in heaven, we can loose on earth. Amen. So the judgments, you all, are written, and we are to only bind and loose according to our realm of authority that is given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Does anyone have any questions regarding the lesson last week regarding binding and loosing? If you do, just press 1. If not, we'll proceed on. Hallelujah. Hey, just press 1. If you're logged in on the website on Blog Talk Radio, the Preacher and the Pastor, and you have a question or comment, give us a call at 845-277-9213, and we'll be able to hear from you at that time. All right, seems like everybody has that. Okay, good. We thank God. So today, you all, we're going to talk about the weapons of warfare. That's something we can't get away from. We need to understand there are weapons of warfare. We go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11, and I'm sure Sister Dillard is ready to read today. Hallelujah. Does anybody else want to volunteer? Because Sister Dillard is always ready. Amen. Sister Dillard is always ready. If you want to volunteer to read today as well with Sister Dillard, then press 1, and we'll invite you in to take part in reading with Sister Dillard on today, because she takes delight in reading those scriptures. So, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kim. Amen. So, Sister Dillard is going to start us off, and then we'll go between the two, between Evangelist Kim and Sister Dillard with reading the scripture on today, taking us to the word. And please, when you read the scripture, let us know what Bible you're coming from. You come out the King James, New King James, NIV, just let us know, or the Amplified, so we'll know how to follow. Amen. All right, Sister Dillard, we're going to come out the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Dillard, do you hear me, Mama? Sister Dillard, do you have us on mute? Okay, Evangelist Kim, I'll let you take over because I'm not sure. I opened the line, but I couldn't hear her. Can you hear me, Evangelist Kim?
Okay. Yes, I hear you.
Could you hear me? Okay, I didn't know if
yes,
you could hear me
or
not. You never know what the sister. Okay, can you take us to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11?
Yes, New King James Version. And it says,
amen.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen, amen. Put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor. Not just half or some, but put on the whole armor that you are. In this second part of discovering our spiritual weapons, we will understand and look at how praise and worship will bind and confuse the enemy. So praise and worship also you all opens up a bound person's spirit to desire deliverance. So praise and worship open the door for the prophetic word, which is a revealed word of God that brings light, encouragement, and direction to a believer's life. So the prophetic is also used as judgment against the enemy. So if you're just not getting in, if you're just not getting on at this time, you all, we were just talking about putting on the full armor of God. And Evangelist Kim, she just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Amen. And just in understanding you all, we have to put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor, not just some, but all. So I want us to understand this praise and worship. We talked about the full armor of God and putting on the full armor and what that looked like here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And if you read down in Ephesians, you'll see what the full armor is. So I'm just going to go ahead and read that for you here while we're on the line. Amen. Let me know if I'm moving a little too fast. And so that's just Kim just read. The Bible says, put on the full armor. You know, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of wickedness, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me the utterance may be given to you, that I may open up my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. So, here we're talking about the full armor. We're talking about deliverance and spiritual warfare, you all, and understanding we're fighting in spiritual warfare. Amen. And praise and worship, concerning and understanding this with praise and worship. See, Satan hates anointed music. Amen. He hates anointed music. Evangelist Kim is a gospel rapper artist. I don't know how do we say it, Evangelist Kim. Do we say gospel artist or rapper?
Yeah, I say gospel rap artist.
Gospel rap artist. Evangelist Kim is a gospel. Okay, Evangelist Kim is a gospel rap artist, and she has her music. Her music is very anointed. It breaks chains. I mean, it confuses, it frustrates the enemy. And so Satan, you all, he hates anointed music. And if y'all get a chance, get some Evangelist Kim's music, because I mean, her name is K-Bar music, and the music is very, very anointed, and Satan hates anointed music. He does everything in his power to corrupt it. So anointed music can move the hand of God. Amen. We see this in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 15, and I'll let you all take a moment to get there. Sister Dilla, are you there? Sister Dilla, are you back? I'm not sure what's going on with Sister Dilla line. Mama, can you hear me? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. So, Vandis Kim, it's just me and you with the reading today.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. And if there's anyone else that want to volunteer and be with us, you know, we want to place our eyes on the scripture together. So if you go to 2 Kings, you all, in the Old Testament, I'm sorry, 2 Kings, and that's going to be chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's New King James Version still. And it's all night I'll be reading from New King James Version. And it says, but now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him.
Amen. Amen. So we see it right here in Scripture, you all. Amen. Anointed music can move the hand of God. Prophetic music can activate people into their callings and destinies. Then we go over to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. I won't work you too much, Evangelist Kim. 1 Samuel. Are we going to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16? Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 16.
I'm by myself in the living room today, so I could, you know, I don't have to worry about the
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 through 6.
Chapter
10. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 through 6. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I don't know, Sister Mama, let me know if your phone is working over there, Sister Billet. And if so, Mama, just press 1 so I know. Okay, she pressed 1. Let's see if I can. Let me know when you get the scripture, Evangelist. Let me see if Sister Dilla line is working. Mom, is your phone working?
Okay.
Your line working now?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, we can
hear you
now. Okay. All right, good. I'll bring you back on. I don't need it, but we thank God you're back on that we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Evangelist Kim, I'm going to give us a scripture. I'm just going to have either one of you to read and go back and forth for me. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, go ahead, Evangelist Kim. Let me repeat the scripture again. It's 1 Samuel. For those that are just entering into Bible study, we're in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10 at this time, verse 5 through 6. 1 Samuel, and I'm just repeating it for those who are just getting on. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 through 6. All right. Amen. Okay, go ahead, Evangelist Kim.
Okay, it says, after that you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen when you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a string instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man.
Amen. So we see it here, you all, in the book of Samuel here, that prophetic music can activate people into their callings and destiny. Anointed music brings refreshing and deliverance. Amen. I want you to understand, anointed music, when we look in, let's go over to chapter 16, still 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 23, Evangelist. Still 1 Samuel, but chapter 16, verse 23.
Chapter 16?
Verse 23.
You want me to read that, your mom?
No, you go ahead. Well, I'll catch you on the next one.
And so it was, whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand. Then Saul will become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit will depart from him.
Amen. So we see it here in Scripture, you are anointed music brings refreshing and deliverance. I always encourage everyone, as well as myself, is to have praise and worship anointed music before you even go into prayer, because it will bring that deliverance and refreshing. Even when you can't open your mouth, the anointed music will refresh you and deliver you so that you're able to open your mouth and begin to worship, to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, worship, you all, preceded the breaking of the seals in heaven. When we look in Revelation 5 and 6, and I'll have you do this one, Evangelist Kim, and then I'll get you to do it to help out. Revelation 5 and 6. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Give me just one moment here, Kim. Let me get this phone situated here. Sorry, y'all. Y'all bear with me, okay, with this system here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Just trusting God. Isn't it? Just get it, get it, get it. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good, good.
Yes.
So let's go over to, I'm having my Bible shut up here. 5 and 6 for us. Let me make sure I got the right scripture here, you all. One moment here. Making sure I have the right scripture. The seven spirits of God. Da, 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 da. Okay. Let's try 5 and 6 here. I'm trying to make sure I have the right scripture that I'm giving you. Worship precedes the breaking of the seals in heaven. 5 and 6, 5 through 6. So actually we'll be reading it. We don't have to read the whole scripture, you all, but let's go to, we're looking at verses, and I'm going to talk about verses, but chapter 5 and 6, not verse 5 and 6, but in both in these scriptures, so we don't have to read all both chapters, but if you go and read it for yourself in 5 and 6, but even if you look in chapter 6, I have it from here, Evangelist Kim, thank you so much, talking about the breaking the seals of heaven in Revelation in 5 and 6. It speaks about breaking the seals, and you'll see it, the first seal and the second seal and the third seal. If you look in Revelation chapter 6 here as well, the first seal of the conqueror, the conflict of earth, and so on and so on. You can read it for yourself, because it's a lot for us to try to read online, but if you read it for yourself, then you'll see here where worship precedes the breaking of the seals in heaven. So in 5 and 6, you all, we're talking about the seals here.
It's chapter 5.
And you can read it for
6?
Yourself. No, chapter 5 and 6.
Okay, both the chapters. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 5 and 6. Uh-huh. Amen. Oh. So there are things that are not released, you all, until there is worship. Amen. There are things that are not released until there is worship. Worship opens up things that have been sealed. The book of Revelation shows us a pattern, you all, of what gets this to happen, what gets released to us in the throne, hallelujah, in the throne room when we worship. See, God breaks open the seals. He releases future judgments on the earth. For as we worship, he releases vengeance on the enemies that have been resisting you as his beloved children. Amen, his beloved child. So Asa was one of the leaders of musicians in the Tabernacle of David. David appointed Asa. His name is spelled A-S-A-P-H, in case you're not understanding how I'm pronouncing it. He appointed Asa to minister before the Ark of the Covenant continually. When we look in First Chronicles, Sister Dilly, you want to take us over to First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 37. That's First Chronicles chapter 16.
Yes.
Verse 37, amen. First Chronicles, Sister
Dillard. Oh, okay. First Chronicles.
Uh huh. Chapter, and it's gonna be chapter 16, verse 37. That's grandchildren.
16:37. Yes, yes.
Uh huh.
Wanna be 16:37, amen. All right.
Amen.
King James Version. So he let
Asa
there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. ASAP? That's what that is?
ASAP.
Mm-hmm. ASAP and his brethren to minister before the ark continue as every day's work requires. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we see it here in Scripture. Amen. So his name means re-reward, you all. In Hebrew, this word means to gather in order to destroy or consume. See, God's glory is our re-reward. Amen. We look in the book of Isaiah 58 and 8. Isaiah 58 and 8. And I'm just, if you're first time here in Bible study, we're moving too slow for you. It's just so everybody can have an understanding and place their eyes on the scripture for themselves so you can read and see it for yourself instead of me just telling you, but for you to see it for yourself together. So Isaiah 58 and 8, the Bible says, then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Amen. So here we're talking about understanding God's glory is our reward. So as we minister and worship, God's glory is revealed as our reward, and we become a gathered company of whose worship becomes warfare to destroy the enemy. Amen. So our worship becomes warfare to destroy the enemy. If you've been on the shout, we've been taking that time where we just open up the line and we're just praising and shouting and thanking God and, you know, with songs or whatever that's on your heart at that time and destroying the work of the enemy. See, David walked in a new level of dominion after he established the tabernacle. So this was the greatest time of worship and dominion for the nation of Israel. So as we establish the Levitic pattern of worship in our lives, y'all, we will be filled with glory. See, God will enthrone himself in our praise and worship. Principalities and powers will be subdued through his judgment. So the Psalms are filled with references to God's judgment, the book of Psalms. So as we worship, there will be judgments against witchcraft, idolatry, perversion, occultism, false religion, poverty, and sin. Amen. Amen. So at this time, I'll ask you, do you all have any questions or comments so far before we continue on in our lesson? Does anyone have any questions or comments? Evangelist Kim? Do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you for what you said about my music, and to God be the glory. And it's so true that music has such an effect when it's anointed, because I've been in places where, you know, you could be down and, you know, going through a lot of stuff, and you put the right song on, it'll minister to your situation because God just so speaks through them. So, and us, I'll say us because I'm a music artist as well. So I thank God for that. I'm blessed to hear this lesson on it.
Yes, it's so needed and so important. Amen. It's so important and needed. Amen. Thank you for your comment. Amen. Sister Billy, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Amen. If there's anyone else on the line, if you have any questions or comments, please do so. Please press 1, and we'll be happy to answer your questions or receive your comments tonight here in Bible study. So you would just press 1. All right. Okay, good. So let's continue to talk about musical instruments here. We're talking about deliverance, amen, and warfare. The book of Psalm 49 and 4 says, I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Amen. Amen. So instruments, you all, are an important part of worship. It is an important part of worship. You have to understand that. It's very important. I say it again. It's an important part of worship. The verse in Psalm 49 and 4, you all, says that God will open his dark sand to us through the playing of the harp. Amen. So dark sand is the word heliodai, meaning puzzle or maxima, hard question, proverb, or riddle. See, worship is the key to revelation. Music opens our spirits and gives us the ability to comprehend God's secrets and mysteries. See, the level of revelation we receive will be appropriate to our level of worship. It's going to be proportionate to our level of worship. See, revelation of the word and will of God is a critical piece to lasting deliverance and effective spiritual warfare. Amen? Amen? See, we're talking about these instruments and the tambourine and dance, you all. When we look in the book of Psalms, and specifically Psalm 150 and 4, if you have your Bible, Psalm 150 and 4, if you're just now coming into Bible study, Psalm 150 and 4, if you have your Bibles, Psalm 150 and 4, so you can see for yourself here in the book of Psalm 150 and 4. Amen. Just want to give you an opportunity to get there. Psalm 150 and 4. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God, my God. And I ask you, Psalm 150 is the last scripture, last chapter in the book of Psalms, if you're looking for it. Psalm 150 and 4, the Bible says, praise him with a timbrel and dance, praise him with string instruments and flutes. Amen. So David broke the ark into the city with dancing, according to 2 Samuel 16 and 14. See, dancing is an expression of joy and a prophetic declaration of victory. I saw someone put on Facebook the other day that said, we shouldn't be dancing and people shouldn't be dancing. I don't know what type of dancing they were talking about, but the Bible does say we're supposed to sing and dance. It's here in the Bible. So we look in the book of Exodus chapter 15 and 20. Early in the Bible, we find that Miriam led the women in dancing with a timbrel to declare Israel's victory over Pharaoh. Amen. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 32, if you want to go to it for yourself, Isaiah 30, verse 32, hallelujah. The Bible says, and in every place where the staff of punishment passes, which the Lord lays on him, it will be with tambourines and harps, and in battles of brandishing, amen, he will fight with it. So tambourines, you all, are powerful instruments, and guess what? I got me one. I ought to be my husband one. Tambourines are powerful instruments, you all. They have released judgments against our spiritual enemies. Music is prophetic and can be used in spiritual warfare. So when dancers go forth with tambourines, they are demonstrating the qualities of the warrior bride. See, they are doing prophetic acts, demonstrating the defeat of the enemy. So that's prophetic dancing. A lot of older churches, they are so caught up in religion, they don't want to be dancing in the church, but there is deliverance, there is warfare in dancing and in song, amen? The Bible says in Psalm 20 and 5, if you go with me, it's in Psalms 20, it's verse 20, sorry, not verse 20, chapter 20. That's the time I get tongue-tied. Chapter 20, hallelujah, hallelujah. Chapter 20, verse 5, you all, you there? Hallelujah. And I'll be opening up the lines if you have any questions or any comments again here in the next few minutes here. I'll be opening up if you have any questions or comments. Or if you have anything, just write it down. Because I know for me, I'll have a question about something and then I'll be like, let me write it down before I forget. So when we look in the book of Psalm 20, verse 5, you all, it says, we will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. This is in Psalm 20, verse 5, you all. 20, verse 5. So banners, you all, help release the majesty of a king and the majesty of a king and his army. Banners declare the majesty and the glory of the king are visible objects that stir us to worship him. Banners enhance worship. We become, terrible or awesome as an army with banners. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone has a question here. Let me open up the line. Amen. Welcome. Last four digits of your number is 8051. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to know,
where you were in the Bible, but you said it already.
Okay. You got it?
I got it.
Amen. I got to remember your new number, Jamil. I didn't know who number this one. I'm like, whose number is that? I think it's Jamil. All right, God bless you, Sister Anderson. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, so banners enhance worship. Amen. So banners enhance worship. See, according to David, I was reading David E. Fisher, y'all, we are to manifest the same worship and praise, the same victory and warfare, and the same kingdom and dominion as occurred in the life of David, King David. We are the seed of Christ, who was the root and offspring of David. When we look in the book of Revelation, and I have Sister David go there for us, Revelations 22 and 16, Sister David. Revelations chapter 22, verse 16. Amen. We give everybody a chance to get there to 20. Y'all get there for us, the Revelations in the back of the book of the Bible, 26 and 16. We're going to have Sister David to read it for us. All right. Whenever you're ready, Sister David.
I'm reading out King James Version Bible. It said, I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Amen.
So therefore, our worship should bear the same fruit as David. Our worship should bear the same fruit as David. Thank you, Sister Dewey. Amen. So again, therefore our worship should bear the same fruit as David. Amen. And so I want to break down, understand the biblical way to praise you all here. There are seven key Hebrew words that came out of David's praise. These words will help us understand the biblical way to praise the Lord and produce excellent worship. Amen. Again, excellent worship. And those words, one is Barak, B-A-R-A-K, Barak. B-A-R-A-K. So meaning to kneel, to bless, to salute, to remember joyfully, he is the source of all your blessings. Amen. And then Hallel, H-A-L-A-L. Amen. The meaning to make noise, it means to make noise, to shine or make glorious, to rave, to celebrate, boast, to be calamorously foolish. This is the most commonly translated word for praise in the Old Testament. Hallelujah is a combination of Hallel and Jah. Hallel and Jah is a combination of this word. And Shabbat, you all, you've probably seen Shabbat, meaning to commend you all or to laud, to shout out or address in a loud tone, to give glory or triumph in praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And Tehillah, it's T-A-H-I-L-L-A-H. We see this in the book of Isaiah. It means to sing, to loud, to sing halas, to extravagant praise, to give high praise. When we praise the Lord, he begins the very process of his inhabiting you all. Amen. So this is when the new song begins to come forth. Amen. The Tehillah, you all, is the doorway between praise and worship. So this is the praise, and the heathen needs to hear it. Amen. The heathen needs to hear, and praise becomes the gate. So the Tehillah becomes a garment, and God has informed us to declare his praise. Amen. The Towda, the meaning is to offer a thanks, to offer the sacrifice of praise and faith to what God is going to do. You know, just praising them. Thank you, God, for what you're trusting God to do, expecting God to do. And then the Yada, it means to confess with outstretched arms, to rever or worship with praise hands. Judah comes from this word. Amen. The Yada, Judah comes from this word. You got Judah, you got Yada. And then you have Zamar. Z-A-M-A-R, Zamar. It means to touch the strings, to make a medley, an instrumental praise. Amen. So you all, this is the only reference to high praise in the Bible. See, the type of praise, it releases vengeance and punishment on the powers of darkness. This praise is a weapon against the haters of the Lord. This shows that there are different levels of praise. So we can ascend in praise. The high praise is also a reference to the praise that occurs in heaven. So we can praise him in the heights, according to Psalm 148 and 1. Amen. So angels are connected to this kind of praise. So when we prophetically enter into this high praise, when the praise on earth is harmonizing with the praise in heaven, high praise releases people from the powers of darkness by releasing God's judgment against Satan's kingdom. So we understand, we studied sometime early part of the year, that there are two kingdoms that are operating here on earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. So the veil that blinds the nations is destroyed on Mount Zion. So what I want us to do is go to Psalm 148, you all, in verse 1 for yourself here. Psalm 148 in verse 1. Amen. I just want you to see for yourself here. 148 in verse 1. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Dillard, are you there? 148 verse 1? Let me open this mic.
Yes,
you're there?
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Can you read it for us? 148 verse 1.
King James Version say, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him
yes,
in the heights. Amen. Praise him.
And if, go ahead and read verse 2 also.
Verse 2 say, praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Amen.
Amen. All the earth praise.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we understand it here how important our praise is. There are mighty thundering you all. We look in the book of Revelation. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
When we look in the book of Revelation, that mighty thunder is loud. Praise in heaven is like mighty thunder. Amen. Praise is also, so thunder represents the power and glory of God. The glory, the God of glory thunders. We look in the book of Psalm 29, verse 3, we see it for ourselves. Psalm 29, verse 3, I know everybody have their Bibles by now. Psalm 29, verse 3, we lay our eyes on ourselves, amen. So if you can see it for yourself, right there, Psalm 29, verse 3, the Bible says, hiya, come on now. Psalm 29, verse 3, the voice of the Lord is over the waters, the glory of the God of glory. I'm sorry, y'all, New King James Version. I'm sorry about that, New King James Version. The voice of the Lord is over the waters, the God of glory thunders. The God of glory thunders. So we see it here in Scripture for ourselves here. Amen. So we know that thunder represents the power of glory of the glory of God. It represents the power and glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So you can just imagine, amen, when you have that kind of praise. When I was in Africa, oh, when they praise, they do, it's a whole different type of praise in Africa, I'm telling you. When you get people coming together that believe and trust in God for the miracle of the praise, you can hear it rumbling down the street in Africa, amen. So our praise becomes like thunder when God of glory comes in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. When God thunders in our midst, great deliverance occurs, you all. It occurs when God thunders in our midst. Great deliverance occurs. When we look in the book of Psalm, we're still in the book of Psalm 18. If you go to chapter 18, you all. Hallelujah. You go to chapter 18 in the book of Psalm, verse 13 through 17, and I'll let Brother Billy, Sister Billy read it for us today. Verse 13 through 17, Sister Billy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Always.
Okay.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank
so that's
you,
Psalm 18,
you,
verse 13 through 17. Can you read it for us?
Amen. King James Version said, the Lord also thunder in the heavens, and in the highest gave his voice, hail, stones, and coals of fire. 14 say, yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited them. Verse 15 say, then the channels of water were seen, and the foundation of the world was discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Verse 16 said, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. And verse 17 said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Amen.
Amen. Lord, amen. So if you just said, in a Bible study, she was reading the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 13 through 7. Amen. So we can be delivered from strong enemies, you all. We can be delivered. Those that are stronger than us or situations that are above us are stronger than, you know, we don't have the power to overcome. God will deliver us from those things. So there are instruments that make the sound of thunder. You know, thunderous praise can be accompanied, you all, by thunderous music. So we cannot be afraid to enter into this realm. Great power, you all, is released when our praises become thunderous. God thunders upon his enemies. Amen. We see this in the book of Samuel and any place in the Bible. So this confuses the enemy, you all. It confuses the enemy. He's trying to figure out, stop. It confuses the enemy. It runs him out. So we experience great victories as we go forth in thunderous praise. Amen. Sometimes when we're on that prayer call, at midnight, it'll be a thunderous praise going on in the car. And lately, we've been having those thunderous praises that's going on. Even on the shout, it'll be those thunderous praises that is going on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'll open up the line at this time. Does anyone have any questions or comments? And for those of you that already pressed one, I'm just going to open it up and ask you, because I can't tell if you press again, it won't show me. Amen. So, Evangelist Kim, do you have any questions or comments for us?
No, I don't.
Amen. Thank you, sister. All right, Sister Billy, you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. I understand where the thunder is coming from. Amen.
Hey. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Henderson, Jamel, you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Amen. All right, if there's anyone on the line, if you have any questions or comments, so far, please press 1. We'll be happy to open up your line so that we can hear from you, your comment, or your question. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to just give everybody the opportunity to press 1. And if you're online, tuning in today to Bible study, and you have any questions or comments, then give us a call at 845-277-9213. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about NATATH, you all. N-A-T-A-T-H, NATATH. It's a prophetic worship. So it means prophetic worship. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. See, the Bible says in Psalm 68:8, it says, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. So dropped in this verse is the Hebrew word netaph, meaning to drop, to drip, to distill gradually, or prophecy, preach, discourse, to ooze. So the Lord drops his prophetic word, you all. This word, it drops from heaven. So this is the result of the presence of the Lord. So this happens during worship. See, God inhabits the praises of his people. So the presence of the Lord will manifest as a result of praise. So the presence of God causes us to worship. And worship is our response to his presence. Amen. God drops the prophetic song, and the singers can sing prophetically as a result of Netaph. So these are songs from heaven. They are dropped from heaven, and these songs can drop on anyone in the congregation. I remember when I was a little girl, about 10 years old, I say when I was 10, at New Ebenezer Baptist Church off of Yellowstone. I forgot the name of the street. My grandmother would drop me up at church, and a song just dropped into my spirit. I began to sing and praise, and tears was going, and then the little kids that was around me, I was a kid myself, they began to cry and sing, and I told the pastor, I want to sing, he said, I want to sing. I said, I got a song in me, and the Holy Spirit gave me a song to sing, and when Sunday came, I sung that song on Sunday, and it was amazing. Amazing. So God will drop a song in you. So Netaph is sometimes translated, you all, as prophet. It means to drop, to drip, or to distill. See, His uses include rain distilling or dripping from the sky and words that drop out of someone's mouth and wine dripping from the mountains in paradise. So another Hebrew word translated prophet, it shows that prophets speak what they hear from God or today from the Lord Jesus. Amen. And they do not speak on their own. So as a prophetess of God, I speak what God is telling me, what God is speaking, giving me to speak. He's speaking through me. Amen. So although prophets are called upon to drop words where and when God demands, the more obvious things we learn from Netzev is that God drops his word upon the prophet. So according you all to Strong, it means to speak by inspiration. So this means that the message the prophet brings is not his own message. Amen. It is not his own message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's the Lord's words. And furthermore, it implies that many times the prophet may not know much of the message when he starts prophesying, but that the words drop upon him or her, that is, he speaks or she speaks them as she or he gets them from God. So this dropping causes us to sing inspired songs, songs of inspiration and prophetic songs. The singer is inspired by God to sing a new song. So churches must allow God to drop these songs during worship. We should not quench the manifestation of the Spirit according to 1 Thessalonians 5:19. So the prophetic singing develops gradually as we ascend in worship, and it cannot be rushed. It will take quality time in worship for these songs to be released. So that's what means to distill gradually. Amen. So I want to ask Evangelist Kim, because she is a rapping, she's a, we say Evangelist Kim, you are a rap artist. Gospel rap artist, right?
Yeah, gospel rap artist.
Have you ever been in service and you were up there to give, you know, you were to deliver your song and said, ready, you're ready, but then God gave you a new song?
Yes, definitely. It's been a time when I went up and I was doing a new song that I didn't really memorize it. And when I got ready to do the second verse, God made me erase it and do the first verse over, because it was like when he say, verily, verily I say, when he say something twice, he wants you to pay attention. So I was like, yes, whoa, yes. I never did that before. That was different, you know, but I knew it was the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Definitely sat.
Amen. Thank you. Yes. Amen. I thank you for that, because I'm I don't consider myself a singer. I can do a little singing myself. I've been in services where I was like, just play the music. Say, what is the song? I don't know the song. Just play the music and just kind of follow me with it and just allow the Holy Spirit to move. And it all came together because there was something needed in the service. That was deliverance. That was healing, you know, in the prophetic.
Yeah.
Prophetic move, you know, move right then and there through praise and worship. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Evangelist Kim. Amen. Y'all, we're going to be wrapping up here shortly here. I hope you all are getting a lot from, you know, this Bible study today and just understanding, you know, how things operate through praise and worship and how deliverance and spiritual warfare is done either through our praise and worship and our dance. Amen. Just to go a little bit further here and understand, as I asked Evangelist Kim, we understand the prophetic singing develops gradually, you all, as I said, as we ascend in worship, and it cannot be rushed. You know, it will take quality time in worship for these songs to be released, and understanding that, amen. So, you know, I want to give you all an example here. Robert Holmes says this from form of prophecy distills gradually. It also means a forming, a developing word, like a ruminating on food, you all. Holmes explains that this form of prophetic utterances is slow to develop and come like the dawn. It is possible to write such inspiration now and to deliver it. So an example of this is found in the book of Job. It says, if I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell gently on their ears. Amen. So as he spoke, they had unfolding revelation or understanding of God's word to them. So prophetic worship is a weapon of warfare because it flows out of the manifest presence of God. Amen. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So this high form of Spirit-inspired worship brings edification, refreshing, and encouragement to the Spirit. So when the prophetic word of the Lord is released in song, you all, Hallelujah. Bondages are broken. Bonds are loose. And healing and deliverance take place. Amen. Healing and deliverance take place. Demonic powers that have been around too long can be dispelled and cut off in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap up here tonight. I pray that all received here in Bible study on tonight is refreshing. I love Bible study. It gives us time to slow down, to ask questions, to comment. You know, it's just be encouraged by the word of God. Amen. Be renewed by the word of God. So at this time, I'll open your lines up. If you have not pressed one before, you have a question or comment, please do press 1. If you have pressed 1 before, I'll just open up your line up and ask you, but I won't open up your line if you haven't pressed 1 before now. All right, Sister Dillard, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. Thank you for the Bible study.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Thank you, Mom, for being here in Bible study. All right, Sister Henderson, Jamil.
Oh, no, thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Olivia. All right. God bless you, Donna. Amen. All right. Evangelist Kim?
Yes, I know we were kind of speaking about anointed. I know we were speaking about anointed music, but we have to be careful about the music we take in as well. You know, like if it's not glorifying God. Because like me, I like love songs. I like, you know, some secular music, but I have to make sure it's lining up with the fruit of the Spirit. I don't want to hear stuff that's, you know, telling you to go out and do wrong things, you know. So I would say if
you
it's glorifying fruit, I'm not going to listen to it. But I'm not going to lie and say I don't listen to secular music because I do like songs that talk about love, caring, kindness, different things of that nature. But we have to be careful what we let into our gate. You know, so I just want to bring that up since we're talking about music.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and just, you know, we're talking about the another prophetic music and what it does as far as deliverance and spiritual warfare and how people can be delivered through the prophetic of worship and song and dance. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we do have to be mindful, y'all. We don't give our ear to, you know, there's all kind of music out there. Not saying there's any music. You know, they tell somebody it's secular and it's anointed. No, no, no. That is not it. Don't be tricked or deceived by the enemy because he will try and say, oh, it ain't going to hurt that because some music, it will take you to a dark place. It will take you to a place you don't want to be. It'll cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't do because music will influence you. Music is influential. It will influence. So we definitely have to be careful with this too. You listen to it long enough, you'll find yourself, you know, cussing. You'll find yourself, but I'm going to go out there and do that. I'm bad. Most people put on music however they want to feel. And B, they'll put that particular music on. If they want to be sad, they'll put on blues. They want to be happy, they'll put on, you know, just some fear because they know the music will stir your mood. So we do have to be careful with that, amen, but understanding the prophetic worship and what music brings when it is for God, amen. It helps us. It delivers us. Amen. God bless. God bless. Thank you, Evangelist Kim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Connie Northern, did you have any questions or comments?
No, I received it. Another good lesson. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless everyone here again. I thank God for you. If you can't join us tonight at midnight, as we are still in the month of May, declaring harvest time of God's goodness, God's favor and blessing and provision for our life. We are actually going to be entering in on day 27. We started on May 1st. So at midnight, it'll be the 27th day. We just thank God for his strength to keep us. For some of us, we've been fighting to be on at 12 o'clock or falling asleep right before and trying to get on the call. So we thank God for those who have been able to get on and stand in the gap for others. Amen. Knowing that you have someone that's praying for you. We're praying with you and for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, you all next week when you come back, we'll be talking about prophetic anointing and understanding what that is and what the Bible says. Amen. And giving an understanding. So I thank God for everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again, Father, that you have blessed us with revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, Lord God, that will bring deliverance. Oh, Father God, that will bring healing, Lord God, that will bring, hallelujah, will make a way out of no way through prophetic worship, dance, oh God, in song. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will increase our spirit of discernment, that we will not be deceived by the evil one or evil people or conversations, temptation of this world that will cause us to operate under another us operate under the kingdom of Satan, amen, but under your kingdom always. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us and all this here in Bible study on tonight, oh God. I ask, Lord, we leave this call, but never your presence, that you'll go with us, Father God, that you will bless, heal, deliver, set free, and protect all, oh God, from every seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you encamp your angels around us as we sleep on tonight, oh God. Oh, we'll send your angel to stand in your presence to be restoration, oh God, to our bodies, our mind, soul, and spirit, and healing, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now as our protection, and we thank you for, Lord. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone. You all be safe. We'll see y'all back here on Saturday or Sunday. God bless you. Take care. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll